You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Into the 4 o'clock hour, we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Idol,
nice
Matt
job.
Scraby in the building. Got a little Gwynn versus the fans coming your way here shortly as we continue to count down for the second semifinal
game. Sweet drill they're doing right there. They're just running. The linemen are backpedaling.
I can 100% see Matt Scraby doing that drill
and
right
falling
there.
Right on my butt.
Yeah, we can continue. About 44 minutes till kickoff on the second semifinal game. Ooh, all right.
John, I don't like this.
John Heyman reporting Phillies and star infielder Bo Bichette have a meeting scheduled for Monday. Feels like
strong mutual interest.
Ooh, that makes the Phillies pretty good. They're losing Castellanos. They got Trey Turner.
Where'd he go?
I don't think they're going to re-sign him. He's a free agent.
Oh, he's a free agent. So he's still waiting for a team. Trey Turner. Well, who they signed? Why am I forgetting the big name? They re-signed Kyle Schwarber. That's obviously huge. I don't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like that. 3.11 average last year. 18 home runs, 94 RBIs, and 139 games.
He missed the last month and a half of the season too.
He came back for the World Series
on one leg.
Yeah,
ball.
He hit that home run in the World Series that got them started, I believe, in Game 7.
Do we have enough calls? Do we have enough contestants?
I think so.
Well, let's get to it. Gwynn versus the fans right now.
Okay.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself, now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Gwynn versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, I've had people ask me about this specific open over the years, Tony, and they go, why didn't you get some guy to say Gwynn instead of you saying Gwynn? And I was like, I think it's more funny when I say Gwynn. That's just kind of how this show does it. We piece it together a little bit.
It is kind of funny, I will say. At first, I was like, why didn't I get the cool voice?
Yeah.
But yours is kind of funny, too. I've learned
to love
enjoy
it.
Enjoy
it. Okay, great. All right. K-Law says the is my fave soundbite.
It gives it a little bit of different flavor than Chris's, which I kind of enjoy.
You immediately know what kind of game you're going to be playing now.
Right.
Friendly game, not with Chris, who's going to destroy you and try to take your soul while he's at it. All right, you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player...
Dang, I wasn't. That's, I usually am like ready.
If you're a first-time player... Thank you. Please let us know before you get into it and you'll get that first question for free today. You are going to be playing or qualifying for a chance to win the grand prize. Two tickets to Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM, a two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas, and you can hear him March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Also, you will win Aztec tickets for tomorrow. So I'm trying to...
You really built a drama there.
I did. I'm...
Are you looking for something, buddy?
Yes, I'm trying to make sure that it's tomorrow before I got here. Can you talk for a second?
Sure. Grizzlies apparently are open to trading Ja Morant. Under contract through 27-28 season... Deadline is February 5th. This could be a part of, you know, maybe a change of scenery for him. He's been not quite himself here this season, it seems like. You need more time.
Not quite. I don't even know who he is, really.
Oh, stop it.
No, I don't need any more time. It's for Fresno State against Fresno State tomorrow night. So at Viejas Arena. Make sure you go get your tickets at GoAztecs.com. But if you win here, you will win those as well. All right, let's go to our first contestant and get everything ready to go. Let's go to Jose.
What's up, Jose?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Pretty
good.
Happy
Friday to you, my friend.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, here we go. I just talked about this, so I'll ask it. Where did Kyle Schwarber sign in free agency?
Back with the Phillies.
Back with the Phillies is correct. All right, let's go to question number two. The fans of which MLB team shout out, "Oh!" very loudly while singing the national anthem at games?
Is it the Baltimore Orioles?
Nice job.
Very nice.
I wouldn't have got that. I know Dominic, who's from Baltimore, is on the
chat. I don't know if I'm a fan of it or not, but I do know that it sticks with you. Once you've heard it, you almost anticipate that it's going to happen no matter what stadium, and it just doesn't work that way. It's only in Baltimore.
Oh, so you're like waiting, you're like, man, that was weak.
It's just once you hear it, you kind of feel like you should hear it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure other state. I'm thinking there's like at Arrowhead, they say the home of the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one.
Or bad one. Fine. Because they're the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's my favorite American League team.
Sorry. Which team?
The Orioles.
Orioles. Oh, okay. Orioles. Well, then you knew. Yeah, that was too easy for you. All right, Jose, here we go. Question number three. You get this right or Tony gets it wrong, and you are going to an Aztec game. You're qualified for Las Vegas. Which NFL team had its current name decided by a public competition? Which NFL team had their current name decided by a public competition?
The only team that's been had their name changed recently was the Commanders. So I'm going to go with the Commanders.
The Commanders. Fantastic logic, Jose. I don't know if Tony's going to know this, though.
Unfortunately.
Oh, don't say that.
I happen to have seen this recently.
What?
Yes.
How do you see this recently?
It has been mentioned a little bit. I'm not quite sure where I heard it, but it might not even be right. Was it the Seahawks? Yeah, it's what that.
Sorry, Jose. I feel bad for Jose. Yes, it was the Seahawks. I read through all the names that were submitted. Out of like 20,000 names, only 153 said Seahawks, so they're like, this is the winner. There were some ridiculous names that received many votes. Many votes.
123 was the highest vote?
Or 53, yeah.
Wow.
One of them was like the Space Needles.
That would have been some ugly uniforms.
Sounds bad. All right, we have to go back to the top and start all over again. Tony's stomping on people's dreams. Let's go to Justin in Encinitas. Hello, Justin.
What's up, Justin?
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
Doing fantastic.
Very, very good. All right, here we go. Question number one. Who was the local starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year?
Oh, man, this is an uncomfortable one as the principal of Acosta Canyon High School, but that's Julian Sands.
I can see why that was uncomfortable.
You know, I remember now. Yes, principal of La Costa Canyon on the phone right now, and I'm asking him a Carlsbad question. That is La Costa Canyon on La Costa Canyon crime. I don't like it. All right.
I can't get a Kevin O'Connell question? Come on.
What school did Kevin O'Connell play for? All right, here we go. Question number two. What record did NFL kickers shatter during this season?
What record did NFL kickers shatter? I mean, longest field goal?
I will accept, because that is true. Longest field goal shattered it. What? What? Tony's giving me a face over here.
Is Cam Little, right?
He even knows the name of the kicker.
Was that the question, though? What was the record that... I guess it was a question.
I guess it
fits.
See, I do a lot of open-ended questions
terrible
sometimes.
Terrible question. Terribly written question.
Yes, okay. Fair enough. You notice how I don't fight you, but I'll go back at Chris like, I hate you! Number of 60-yard-plus field goals.
There was a bunch of them.
But they also broke the field goal record this year, so... Justin, you're still alive. Here we go. Question number three. Which active quarterback in the playoffs holds the record for the most starts with one college team?
I'll go with Josh Allen.
Oh, Josh Allen. Stay there, Justin.
Read me the question again.
Which active playoff quarterback holds the record for the most starts with one college football team?
Who is in the playoffs? We got Stafford. We got, what's your boy's name? 49ers?
Brock Purdy.
No. Oh, it's got to be like the oldest college football quarterback in the history of the game. Bo Nix.
I'm sorry, Justin.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted the La Costa Canyon guy to win, Tony.
Good old Bo Nix. Saved your boy.
Please call back, Justin.
He was in college for 7 years.
Brandon says 17 years.
Okay. So once I figured out he was in the playoffs, it was no brainer.
54.
Man, nobody could say, hey, he's just not seasoned enough.
No, he's played plenty of football in his life.
He's got a lot of football.
All right, we're going to keep going here with Gwen versus the fans. Let's go to Dexter.
What's up, Dexter?
Ah, konnichiwa. New Year's, omedetou gozaimasu.
Oh, I like that.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you, Dexter. All right, I know you've played before, so we're going to go to question number one. What team did Ole Miss beat in the second round of the CFP?
Oh, the Hurricanes.
Wait. Think about that. What team did
the Miami Hurricanes?
What team did? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're so sure of yourself.
The question, I believe, was what team did Ole Miss beat in the second round of the CFP?
Yes,
that would actually be the Georgia Bulldogs.
That is correct. I'm sorry, Dexter. I appreciate your energy when you got on the phone. Try again next time. I was trying to give him an opening.
You did.
He was very sure that Ole Miss beat Miami.
He doubled down on it.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Neil.
Here we go. Question number one. How many numbers are on a dartboard?
Ooh.
20.
Correct.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good call.
Are you a dart guy, Tony?
I can be.
You're not smoking darts, but you're throwing darts.
No, I'm not smoking darts.
Are you good at darts?
I'm decent.
Okay. I mean, you're a baseball player,
I'm
so
decent.
I would assume that you have some control.
I'm not great, but I'm decent.
Okay. You're decent.
Decent.
Maybe we'll have to get a dart board.
I wouldn't be embarrassed if I had to play.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good.
That's my standard.
All right. You
don't
won't
embarrass
be embarrassed.
Yourself.
I like this. All right. Question number two, Neil. Which active player has played the most playoff games? Doesn't mean that they're in the playoffs, but which player active in the NFL right now has played the most playoff games?
Ooh. I'm gonna pass.
Ooh, I like what you didn't did think there. About that.
All right, we made it a point to say that doesn't mean that they're in the playoffs, but they just have to be active. The Chiefs have gone quite often.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't remember. I feel like Kelce got a little bit earlier start than Mahomes in terms of his career. I'm going to go Kelce. Travis Kelce.
I almost gave it away because I rolled my eyes when you went in the Kelce direction. That was annoying. I'm sorry, Neil. Try again. Man, Tony is mowing people down. I can't wait to tell Chris next week. Tony did so much better at Chris versus the fans than you. Quinn versus the fans.
It doesn't happen enough.
It doesn't often happen enough. All right, tiebreaker. And we're going to go with Travis Kelce for the tiebreaker, just because we just talked about him. So I need to find his stats. Apparently his stats don't come up right when you click on or type in his name. Sorry, everybody. Just one second.
What's going on over there?
The internet is being a pain in the you-know-what today. It's not loading things. I have to reload things. Or remember earlier when we were doing something in the back, we couldn't get one of the videos to work? And yes, the internet's just been a pain in the you-know-what. Let's go to Alex in Delmar.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alex. We're going to play a tiebreaker, which I believe you know how to play. So I'm going to ask Tony for a number about Travis Kelce's career. Tony's going to give me a number, and then Alex is going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Tony said. So, Tony.
Yes.
How many touchdowns is probably too easy. How many receptions has he had in his career?
How many years
played
has he played?
13.
13, I'm going to say first year probably wasn't a whole lot. I'm going to say somewhere, I'm going to give him an average of about, you said 13?
Mm-hmm.
How many, what'd you say, receptions?
Receptions.
I'm going to say 1,100.
1,100 receptions. All right, Alex, is the actual answer higher or lower than 1,100?
I'm going to go lower.
You're going to go lower. You are correct. Stay right there, Alex, but Tony was not far off. Actual answer, 1,080. You were 20 off.
I gave him initially a 75 catch per season over 12 seasons, because I didn't count the first season.
I mean, that's pretty much
it got
spot
me to
on.
900. I was like, that's a little low. I feel like I know he's gone over 1,000 because I think it was like a big deal when he did it. But yeah, I guess
he had 76 catches this year. That's a lot more than
damn.
I thought.
How many yards?
851.
Yeah, he almost got to 1,000 too. He was way more productive. What was he the year before?
He was 823, and he had. But he had 97 catches.
Yeah, he had that many catches even last year. And here we are saying that he's like over the hill and like can't play no more.
Yeah, his last
pretty good number.
His last really, really great season, 2022, he caught 110 balls, 1,338 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
I mean, that's prime Kelce, too.
Oh, man. In his prime years, he is a machine. Yeah. He's a first ballot.
All right,
Hall
we got to get to break.
I know.
Let's get to break, some traffic, and more Gwen and Chris on the other side.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Not very often do I put together a performance like that on Gwen versus Ben.
You need to go buy a lottery
matter of fact,
ticket.
Very rarely do I put together a performance like that. So I must say, feel pretty good about myself right about now.
Everybody should tweet at ChrisLOSD and say, Tony just completed the best Chris versus the fans performance ever.
Oh, I guarantee you guys do that. We will hear about it come Tuesday.
He's gonna be
or Monday we'll hear about it.
Excuse he's going to be like, what? Why is this all coming in right now? I leave for one day and Tony takes over my title?
No, I could never do that.
Don't do that because he'll get upset.
You had something you wanted to cover.
Yes.
We only got a few minutes.
Yeah, I thought this was fun, but MLB Pipeline polled executives around baseball to give awards out. So, like, best farm system.
Went to?
Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers, Mariners, Tigers, Brewers are the top four. And then you got the Pirates in the top five. So
the best Pirates?
Pirates, best farm system, according to other executives.
Okay.
You have, who does the best job drafting? Now, I was thinking maybe the Padres are going to be up here. They're not even in the mention. Best use of the draft,
wait,
the Mariners.
Are you going to, wait, was that the same thing as who drafts the best?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I said who drafts the best. It was actually best use of the draft.
Okay, best use of the draft.
Which I guess changes who, yeah. Okay, best use of the draft. 20% for the Mariners. Cubs, Brewers, Red Sox, Tigers, Dodgers.
I don't know. Couldn't usage of the draft mean trading players that you got
yes.
out of the draft? I mean,
I think so.
Should be up there. We have put some pretty good talent because of that.
And they're basically saying all, like, here's the first line. All five of the Mariners' first-round picks from 2018 have made it to the big leagues. So right. that's what they're, but I think what you're saying is actually more correct with the spirit of the category.
But, I mean, that makes sense, though. Like, because that can still affect the Padres, too, right? You trade a guy. They get to the big leagues, and they weren't in the big leagues. That still counts for, you know, that should still count for your team.
It should.
So.
Next one, best use of the international market, and Brewers, by far and away, 37.2%, which I'm thinking, what?
So, I mean, listen, it makes sense. I mean, all their good, Cherio, they
okay,
got.
Okay, all right.
I mean, they get.
Because the Dodgers are number two and then the Padres are number three. And I'm like thinking.
Well, here's just the reoccurring theme in all those things you read was the Brewers are in there and the Dodgers are in there as well. The difference is one has the extra income to kind of enhance that. One has to do that right just to be where they are. And that's the Brewers. They got a draft right. The usage of the draft has to be right. Those guys then got to perform, they got to develop, perform, get to the big leagues. Brewers have always done that. I mean, that goes back to even when I got drafted in 2003. They've always brought, they've always developed well.
Yes! Yes!
That was well timed.
Thank you.
Well timed, my friend.
Most underrated farm system, Pirates, number one. Marlins, Cubs, Reds. This is one of my favorite ones. Which team hoards the most prospects? And
who got that one?
The Guardians, by far and away, are the prospect hoarders of the league. 34.1%. The Pirates.
That's what the other GMs are saying about their
yes,
prospects?
Yes, the Pirates are number two, then Reds, Brewers, Orioles, Red Sox. You know what you can't say about the Padres? They are not prospect hoarders.
No.
That's pretty much it. Best at developing pitchers, Dodgers, Mets,
Guardians
Mariners.
Aren't in there? Padres?
They're fourth.
Oh,
fourth.
Guardians are fourth?
Best developing hitters, Dodgers, Red Sox, Tigers, Brewers.
Agree with that.
Best at finding and developing sleepers, Brewers, Rays, Dodgers, Cubs.
It's interesting the Rays aren't in there very much at all.
The Rays are actually overwhelmingly best at acquiring prospects and trades.
They acquire them. They get
57.8% of people vote.
More
polled.
Than half of the people
more
polled.
Than half of the people polled said that the Rays are very good at acquiring prospects, huh. Which they are.
They are indeed.
But I thought that was fun. Padres
did
didn't really. That was MLB Pipeline.
Okay.
Jonathan Mayo.
Oh yeah. No, I remember. I know Jonathan. All right, let's get to a break on the other side. Scraby's Big Five. What do you got? Want to give us a little preview?
Yes, I do. We are going to be talking about Ryan O'Hearn. He was introduced in Pittsburgh, and he said one thing that I want to ask you about. Also, hey. Trinidad Chambliss, the almost hero of the game last night for Ole Miss, he is no longer playing college football, and I'll tell you why when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
And then there's all these different desserts to choose from. Ben goes, Woodsy, guess what I'm going to get? And I look through and I'm like, I want a chocolate.
Back at it again, 4:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, Idol right now.
Thank you.
Yes. I didn't get that right earlier, but that is the agreement we have made. We were just idle, and Chris is indeed idle. Scraby's got a big five.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He makes the claim that it's pretty good. And
did I?
I mean, you usually do. I don't know that you necessarily did it today, but
today is a slow big five day.
So that means he thinks it's trash.
Yep.
AKA.
But you should all stay with us.
Yes, stay.
Because you never know what could happen.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, we got some traffic, I'm sure.
Not yet. All no guests traffic. On 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Also, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit SpirosCuisine.com. My stalling did not work, so traffic will be inside the Big Five. Here we go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get started.
Five.
And we're going to start with a former Padre for just a short time, Ryan O'Hearn. He is now in Pittsburgh with the Pirates, and he was introduced by the team. You know what one other thing I think maybe Ryan O'Hearn liked about this process is he's the big fish of this team. And he's the guy who's getting the grand signing where they're holding up his jersey and he's getting all the pictures and stuff like that. So maybe that's part of it that he likes too, but here is what he said about why he made his decision to join the Pirates. Wrong mouse.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, I couldn't be any more excited to be a Pirate. You know, I love the stadium. I love the city, like what it's about. I was looking, you know, I did my research before I made a decision. And it's a team that's can pitch and just seemed like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender. And that's what I'm here to do. But
so I wanted to stop there. It has nothing to do with Ryan O'Hearn at all.
Word.
But he said that they are like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender. First comment on this tweet, by the way. Yeah, he's failing a drug test. It's just hilarious.
People are just...
They are.
They have
well,
no
that's,
shame.
That's a Pirates fan in the Pirates' feelings. But Tony, are they just one or two pieces away from being a contender?
I would initially say no.
Thank you.
However...
Three or four?
However, if a few of the young pups... Now, mind you, they got the young kid, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller coming off of a pretty good one. You obviously got Paul Skenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have some pieces there. Now, in order for them to be one or two pieces away, everyone would have to live in their highest selves.
Yeah, I was going to say, are the Padres considered one or two pieces away, or are they considered, like, there?
There as in contending? They're there.
Okay.
Because that was what he said. That's what Ryan said. Was
yes.
One or two pieces away from contending.
Yes, correct. I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Ryan certainly will help, but O'Neill Cruz is going to have to, like, turn into what they expected him to turn into. Ryan Reynolds got to be the guy that they paid a bunch of money to be. Henry Davis, the first mm-hmm, round pick,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who got off to a great start but has kind of disappeared since. Like, there's a reason why they're picked by a lot of their peers of having a good farm system. They got players, but can they be who you think they're going to be at the big league level? So far, the answer is no. But if they are, I could see them being one or two pieces away. But that's a lot of ifs.
It is a lot of ifs. I don't think they're close to contending, but that's just from afar. I think the battle he's going to have to go through is deal with this new or this old owner that he has.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the contending pieces thing is interesting, because even if all that's true, your window's tight. Skeens is pre-arb right now.
Yeah.
Jones is pre-arb right now. So your best bet is to take advantage of those before you have to pay them, because what history has showed us is when it's time to pay,
nothing
they won't
goes
be in
the
play.
Other way. Yeah. We both arrived. Yeah, boom.
They won't be in play. So, yeah, no, I think that's what you're supposed to say when you sign there.
I'm sure that he actually, you know, did his research. I'm sure he talked or sat down with the ownership and was like, hey, are you guys actually serious?
I will say this. The last 2 years, they've gotten off to respectable starts.
True.
You saw them fade in the second half of two seasons ago. I think they were there through a lot of the first half this season. And then they, you know, they did what they did.
Trevor says, I think the Reds are closer.
I would agree with
definitely
that. Reds
agree
are already
that.
Contenders. They got there last year.
Yeah. All right. Number four. The NCAA denied Trinidad Chambliss, Ole Miss's quarterback, her former quarterback now, a waiver for a sixth year of eligibility, effectively ending his college career. Though Ole Miss will appeal, the decision was expected after a verbal denial in December. He would have been a top returning player for Ole Miss, but now he's projected as a day three NFL draft pick, and his playoff performance is boosting his profile. Now, his waiver was based on persistent respiratory issues during his sophomore year at Division II Ferris State, for which the NCAA requested contemporaneous medical notes. So basically,
they didn't like the notes they got.
Yeah, or they didn't get notes. I don't know. They basically, what they're saying is he was trying to get a medical red shirt. He could not get a medical red shirt. And so he is now going to be entering the NFL draft, presumably, unless the appeal goes through. Should he be allowed to play a sixth year?
Me?
Yes, me.
Oh.
Yes, because he played in Division II. If they're going to give community college kids extra time, if Pavia, I don't even remember his first name, the guy from Vanderbilt who's trying to get extra time because he played at community college, they should allow him to play. College football is the wild, wild west.
It is.
Carson Beck is in his seventh year of college football. Why just tell this guy no? Just because you can? Just let the guy play. It's better for your sport if he comes back to play for Ole Miss. Anyway, Tony?
Initially, I wanted to say no, because I don't want to see guys in school for 6 years
just
to play sport. But you bring up a good point. They have let some other guys, and I know Carson Beck, I think he tore his knee up.
Yeah, he had the brace.
Yeah,
internal brace, Tommy
so,
John.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. My gut is like, nah, you shouldn't be allowed to keep going back to school 6-7 years. You know what I'm saying? What about the freshmen that are coming in? And, you know, I just think there's a trickle-down effect of it. But for the time being, they are letting other guys get those extra years.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for you to explain to me why his respiratory issues were different than, you know, the next guy's, you know, elbow issue.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. But we'll see if they appeal and get it turned over.
And listen, maybe we don't know all the information. Maybe he was playing in those times. He had the rest. I don't know. I don't know the backstory, but I don't know. It just seems like you should have some consistency on that.
I mean, in a day and age where you can literally go anywhere you want in college sports, it's very strange. But you're right. There are some rules, I guess. Number three. Quarterback Damond Williams Jr. will return to Washington in 2026.
You don't say.
He announced this last night, like either right before the game or as the kickoff was happening.
Was it his statement or I think I might have read the coach's statement.
Well, Washington put out a statement from the athletic director and the coach saying that we had a
long talk. That's the one I read.
A long talk, and we came to common ground. He really wants to play here at Washington. You don't think the contractual obligation and the lawsuit that was pending?
You think
pending?
The fellow Huskies are buying that?
No.
I don't think anyone's buying that.
So he tried to transfer. He reversed it. He signed a $4 million contract with the school. His decision to transfer shocked college sports in actually, you know, angered a lot of people. Washington and the Big Ten were prepared for legal action to enforce the contract, but he ultimately decided to stay on his own. He wrote on Instagram, quote, I am fully committed and focused on contributing to what we are building, end quote. Tony, can you be fully committed when you wanted to leave 48 hours earlier?
No.
Thank you.
But real quick, I just thought about Brandon Lau, also with the Pirates, traded from Tampa. Another little nice little piece, just saying.
Okay, 2.5 pieces away.
Give me the question again. Can you be fully committed if what?
When you wanted to leave 48 hours.
It would seem unlikely. It would seem unlikely. I mean, I don't know what could have changed his mind.
The pending lawsuit that was about to happen.
Exactly. I mean, I guess so. I guess you could change your mind.
Do you think
maybe there are reasons that you changed your mind that got you there?
You kind of already asked this, but do you think his teammates are going to accept him back?
Listen, man, I don't know. A lot of his teammates might be of the same mindset.
True.
And if they're not, maybe it's because they can't be of the same mindset. I don't know.
All I know is
it's hard to predict what this era of athlete feels about this particular thing. Because I would probably guess that a lot of them feel like the same way he does. If you can get it, go get it.
Yeah, it's kind of
like maybe not. Maybe
professional
not.
Sports a little bit. I mean, it is professional sports at this point with the money being involved. But, this will not follow him, I don't believe. It will follow him for a little bit. And he can
if he goes out and plays well, we won't talk about it at all. If he goes out and struggles, oh boy.
He just did no favors himself.
He's opening himself up for some lots of conversations.
Lots of conversations. Number two. Last night, as we briefly mentioned earlier, between the NBA game between the Heat and the Bulls, it was postponed for one of the most bizarre incidents that the NBA has seen, but not to San Diego.
No, we know what bizarre looks like.
The game was officially delayed due to court conditions. The Bulls, we all know, share the United Center with the Blackhawks, and the ice below the court led to condensation, and they had to postpone it. Norman Powell said, San Diego himself said, honestly, this is the first time I've ever had to deal with that in 11 seasons, which is kind of crazy. It's kind of tough. After the first, 30 minutes, I think you started kind of like, all right, what are we doing? Then you hear them say another 20 minutes, and then it's like, all right, you really don't want to play, and it's hard to get refocused. You see everybody messing around, joking around. So anyway, they ended up delaying the game after a two-hour delay. So people had to sit around for 2 hours. There's no real question here, but if anything were to happen to a player, if condensation were on the court, would the NBA be liable for that?
I don't know.
Or is it like a United Center thing?
Probably United Center thing.
Because I know Reggie Bush sued the city of St. Louis.
Was St. Louis.
Because he either tore his ACL or he injured himself really bad.
Yeah.
Because he slipped on concrete that was next to the field and he won his lawsuit.
He did.
So I would wonder if this would be something on the NBA or the
Pick Six!
Oh, Indiana Pick Six. Wow.
First play of the game.
Wow. I love it. 14:49 left. Indiana's up 6-0.
11 seconds into the game. Pick six touchdown for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Man, this is the destiny year for them,
yeah,
I have a feeling.
It might be.
They're going to be playing Miami. Let's see. All right, last one. And then
number one.
I had it. Okay, here it is. Now, here's what John Harbaugh, according to Tony Grossi in Cleveland, ESPN Cleveland, here's what John Harbaugh is requiring teams to meet if they want him to be the next head coach. Tony Grossi from ESPN in Cleveland.
Okay, Tony.
Let me click on his name real quick and see. He's the Browns and NFL insider on 850 ESPN Cleveland, so he might have some knowledge. But it says the demands are $20 million per year, $10 million staff budget, total authority over the roster, and would like to select his own GM. Now, my question, Tony, is...
Oh, Grossi's been the one that's been hard to paint on Shadur. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's probably eating his words now. Would you do this if you were a team? If John Harbaugh came to you with these demands, would you give in to those demands?
Yes.
You would pay him everything he wants. You give him the world.
Who else have you done this for as a coach?
Oh, I guess Bill Belichick.
You tried to do it to Bill, and Bill was like, you know, on second thought, I'm out. Oh, no, they fired Bill, right?
They fired him.
They fired Bill.
They fired him.
Listen, it hasn't gone well for you the way you've been approaching it. At the very least, I would think that John Harbaugh can get the organization at least in the right direction. So, yeah, I would do it. It's a fresh start. Yeah, I think you do it.
I don't know that Jimmy Haslam can give up that control.
I don't know that he can either, but he doesn't have to.
Because I'm John Harbaugh and I say I have total authority over the roster, when Jimmy Haslam walks into my office and is like, hey, you need to sign this guy? Be like, turn around, show him the contract or something.
I don't know
like
if you
that.
Tell him to turn around, but you just say, hey,
kick rocks.
I definitely don't know if you tell him to
kick rocks, boss.
Either. Just like, you know, this is not the plan. We can't take this guy.
We can't take this guy.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, you asked, would I do it?
And you said yes.
I said yes because I think it's the right thing if I'm Cleveland. You bring in a guy like this.
Immediately. You start with a new culture, and you actually provide a pretty big boost for your fan base. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's check some traffic. That's it for the Big Five, and then we'll be right back shortly with you to update you on this college football playoff game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. Indiana up 7-0. Oregon with the ball back. These games have been pretty good for the most part, except for the first round games. The college football playoff has delivered.
First round games might have set the non-power four teams back a little bit.
Yeah, they're never going to be involved again.
They're going to do their best to get them up out of here.
I liked watching James Madison because they could at least move the ball.
Yeah.
But
no one. What was the other team?
Don't even remember at this point.
Chad, help us out. I can't remember who the other team was, but it was not pretty at all. Oh, it was North Texas. Was it? No, not North Texas.
Tulane.
Tulane. It was a green
team.
Yeah,
that was a blowout. Blew out? Yeah. That was a blowout.
They got
right
blown
there.
Out.
They got blown out. Brandon, thank you in the chat. Tulane was the answer.
All right, let's roll to break. On the other side, happy hour. I am going to be out. I am headed to daughter's game.
Yep.
We do have a 520 segment on projections. Padre projections.
Yes, we took care
was
of
it
you.
Was it Zip, right?
It was Fangraph Steamer.
Steamer, not Zip. I don't know where Zip
You have to pay for Zips.
Okay. Well, that's probably why I saw it.
Yeah.
Because I have the Fangraphs.
Okay, good to know. Honestly.
Yeah, no, I'll make sure I pass that along. Happy hour on the way. More Gwen and Chris.